Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio is one of the best of the tournament of Timothy and Blog Talk, the source of inspiration and information. If you're in the D.C. metro area, or you can go to Facebook.com/TQMind. Hit me up on Twitter, RC44, or you can go onto the main Facebook page and know how to figure out a schedule, an appointment, and time for you. Once again, Tranquil Mind by Rob Massage and Wellness, servicing D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now, this particular week is called Before He Cheats. You know, this is something that a lot of women, you know, they always try to think that when a man cheats, like, oh, I can't believe he just did that out the blue. What is he doing? No. There's a lot of warning signs before he cheats. So we're going to break that down. You know, we're going to try to make sure that you understand some of those targets that women, especially, when before you cheat, there's signs that he was giving you signals and hints and tips about why he was about to cheat. But a lot of times, you women are blinded by some of the things that are going on in your life and some of the selfishness that you have that you don't realize that he was reaching out to you, but you pushed him away to the point where he decided to cheat. So we're going to break that down and just talk about the warning signs and what you can do to prevent those signs from happening and keeping your man from cheating, because that's a big thing that I think a lot of women especially don't understand with them, you know, when it comes down to cheating. Why are you cheating me? Why, you know, there was a song back in the day by Kelly Price that you could have told me, you know, you could have told me I wasn't this, you could have told me this, I could have told me this. You know what? You knew. You didn't have to tell. You was trying to tell you in his own way, but you just didn't want to hear it. You know, that's what it comes down to. So without further ado, let me introduce Miss Choices into the fold here. Miss Choices, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. So we're talking about before he cheats. We're talking about some of the things that are going on that are around you before he cheats that a lot of women are missing those signs. You know, a lot of times women think that just for physical. And it's beyond some of the physical things that cause a man to cheat. And before we talk about cheating, we're not talking about just cheating physically. We're not just talking about cheating with another woman. We're talking about cheating with a lot of different things. Men can cheat on you by going to the bar a lot of times. You know, men can cheat on you by, you know, spending a lot of time with their car, spending a lot of time at work. There's a lot of different elements of cheating that what they're trying to do, they're trying to separate themselves from you because you're not doing the things that you're supposed to be doing as a wife, as a girlfriend. So, first thing is, you know, not paying attention or neglecting some of the things that your man is interested in or just things that are going on during his day. You know, sometimes it comes out stressed, you know, come off work stressed, come off work tired, and instead of trying to find out what his day was like, you know, you know, women, they start pounding on the guys, harping on the guys about some of the things that, you know, that they have on their mind, the things going on in the house, and not taking the time to listen to maybe what their man want to talk about their day. Or even if they don't want to talk about it, they just want to say, hey, you know, I'll talk about my day at a certain time. Right now I just want to relax and chill and just acknowledge that. That's one of the big things that men, that's like one of the warning signs. When you neglect or, ignore some of the things that are going on in your man's day.
Yeah. Like you said, they have a lot of ways to make one pick up to make that away or whatever. But women need to realize it's time to think about, you know, if you need to do something for a lot, probably doing it 10 times five, you want to do something else. So, speaking, why are you going to break down that person when it first happens? So, if you're going to be the one that gags and pokes and claws the bear, the bear is going to react. And if he's like most men, he's going to have a hobby, have friends, stay out all night, whatever they do to avoid that time. And his thing is, he's going to, like when I get in there, but he's only going to last 5 minutes at 4 o'clock in the morning when I was in the house. You know, men are not supposed to do this at all. They do things that they want, and they only got to do it if they are about women. A lot of women don't understand that the little things that bother them, that are probably going to change or not have that confidence at that moment. When that man comes home from work, he's not, the first thing he's not thinking about is arguing about the person. You're not watching the TV or he is something going on. That's not what he wants. He wants to come home and be afraid to be someone happy. You know, someone who's genuinely excited. When you're not giving him that, of course, he's going to find other things to do. He just stopped working at 5 o'clock, he's going to make it home at 9. No, he may not be with another female, but he may start doing something else, which could possibly lead to another relationship or something of that nature. But usually, 9 times out of 10, you just start off as, oh, I just need to get away. Oh, I just need my time. Oh, I just need, you know, I just need my time. Can I not hear one day out my week? But women are thinking, I'm my point across, I'm going to say what I got to say. He's going to listen to me. No, he's not. Cause all he's hearing when you start talking is wah, 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 wah. He hasn't listened to a thing you said because nothing you said that he caught his attention that made him want him. So, me and his people, they do it all the time.
And then that's what we hear, like, wah, wah, wah. That, you know, that's a big thing right there. You know, that's, you know, you got to make sure that you're understanding what, you know, what the what your man's day is. That's sign number one, as far as you know, before he cheats. You know, that right now with this Love Talk, Walter Radio, Tour and Production, so entertainment, talking about some of the signs before he cheats that, you know, that you might be ignoring when it comes down to some of the things that, you know, that you have in your own world that your man says, hey, you know, that I'm reaching out to you and you're not listening. Number two, before he cheats, is when you treat your man like he's your 5-year-old child that is not capable of understanding, capable of doing certain things. Basically, it means you treat him to the point where, you know, where he can't speak for himself, he can't talk for himself. You know, whenever you try to do something, you know, you cut him off, shut him down, and say, oh, no, let me take care of this. You can't do this, especially with black women. I'm putting it out there. You know, like to treat young man like he's a 5-year-old child that is incapable of doing anything on their own.
Yeah. Great on that. When you go out together, there are times when, let's say he doesn't
you're breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up a little bit. Try to see if you can find just a little
bit
of fabric. Yeah, that's better.
Say you have the biggest lie there is, he doesn't make enough money or he doesn't have as much as I have. I think that's a lie because 90% of the men make more than women do, okay? But it's how the woman treats him in that particular environment So you're going out, let's say you're going out to eat. If you already know this is a tight money week, why would you go to the most expensive restaurant and then complain because you got to pay? So, I mean, and then let's say you're out, you're ordering dinner. Okay, you ordering dinner. If you know what he wants, that he hasn't changed his mind in 10 years, then, of course, you're probably going to order it when you order yours. But guess what? Did you ask first? Have you allowed this man to look at the menu on his own? Have you allowed him the option of changing his mind and trying something new? Have you even suggested that he do something different? No, because when his plate comes, you want to cut it up with your butter knife, you know, and feed it to him off a spoon. Like, no, let this man be a man. I mean, certain things women do because, you know, they're nurturers and they want to look out for you. But then some women go too far. And I joke with some of one of my homeboys and pretty much say, hey, guess what? She's making it bad for us. So people like me who believe in you stand on your own 2 feet, you do what you can do, and if you can't, okay, we'll come together at that point and figure it out. But for those who have the bib around your neck 24/7, and you can't poop without them, you know, standing you behind for it, making sure the smell go the right way. You know, those women make it hard for other women who are out here. Be like, look, he can stand on his own. I've seen women where, okay, let's say this dude, you know, is in a financial situation. Okay, well, he starts dating a female. The first thing she does is she moves him in. She buys him a brand new wardrobe. And then she gets mad when he walks out with the next chick who doesn't do that for him.
Yes,
like I don't get it.
That's the thing, but the signs are there, and then women are like, oh man, I didn't see that coming. Why is he doing that? Well, it must be just something. No, there's signs. There's different levels and steps before he cheats that you're ignoring. Like I said, like, you know, that's your thing. You can't expect your man to be your man if you're trying to treat him like your son and, you know, basically, you know, kid him off everything that he does, you know, like seen and not heard, and that's the type of thing. Basically, you're cutting him off right there at the manhood and making it difficult for him to be successful because you're just siphoning off any drop of you know, of sense of security, a sense of being a man. When you do that to your man, you're suffocating. And that's one of the signs that a lot of women don't see when it comes down to, why is my man going to cheat on me?
Right, because you're making it easy.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So for those who are just joining us, step number one is ignoring and neglecting some of the things that your man wants to talk about or wants to do. Second thing is treating them like a 5-year-old child. The third thing that the signs before he cheats is kind of piggybacking off of one and two, ignoring or neglecting the likes and dislikes of your man. What happens is a lot of times, you know, women are trying to steer their man into things that they like and funneling into their likes and dislikes and taking away the individuality of the man. If a man wants to sit back, kick back, have a beer, watch Monday Night Football, that's his thing. If he's a person that likes to play video games every now and then, that's his thing. You know, you can't try to force your man into some of the things that you like just because you're against what he likes to do.
And that's absolutely correct. If your man likes video games, well, you might want to pick up the habit. I mean, because if anybody's played a video game on a Saturday and have nothing else to do, it'll last 12 hours, guaranteed. If you're playing the right game and you have the right focus, you'll sit there and you'll play it all day long. You stop and use the bathroom and catch a snack, and you're going to eat the snack while you're trying to play the game. That's game life. But if you're one, or he's sitting there, he's watching football games or the Sports Center, whatever it is, for 3 or 4 hours at a time, and you aggravated walking back and forth in front of the TV, huffing and puffing. He don't need all that. His week has been his week, and when he takes his moment, either you take it with him or you find something else for you to do. But don't stress him out to the point where he like, dang, I can't even sit down and watch TV. I can't even sit down and watch the game because now you want to talk about the curtains need to be changed or the filters need to be changed. Some women, you can do some of that stuff yourself. You know, you don't always need him to do it. Yeah, I mean, because guess what? If he wasn't there, you have to do it anywhere. You pay somebody. I'm just saying.
That's real talk right there. And rule number one, ladies, please do not turn away from the football game to put on some ratchet reality when they're trying to watch Monday Night Football or trying to watch something like something going on. We don't want to watch Love and Hip Hop when football's on. Trust me. Just sit back and let us watch the football and just enjoy the time with us. Maybe just take it up. If you did that, we'll appreciate that more to the point where, okay, if you DVR and you're loving Hip Hop, we might watch that with you after the fact, but not during the game. Between 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock when the game is on, give us our time. That's all we ask. We're not, we're not pushy or bossy. Just give us that time so we can watch the game or play some video games. And trust me, we'll get into your ratchet reality later on.
Men do a lot of things that women want them to do. And they are pleasers. They want to please you. They want to make you happy. But then they also have a limit to the stuff that they'll do as well. Don't go too far.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. This is Blog Talk Radio, Toy Production, Toy Entertainment. This is Love Talk right now. Talking about before he cheats, some of the signs that are right in your face that may push a man to cheat with you on many different levels. And we haven't gotten to the physical point yet. So I saved it for last because, honestly, that is the last step before he cheats. It's about all the little things that build up. But the last thing that escalates before he cheats is to ignore and neglect some of the physical things that your man likes, things that you may have done one point in time, but you got too comfortable, too complacent. We talked about it numerous times on the show where women stop trying to seduce their man. They stop trying to entice their man. Things become so mundane and so routine that women start to ignore some of the things that the man likes and just want to continue with and try to focus on the things that they like. They become receivers, but they're not givers. And that's women start giving compliments to the man. Women start giving attention to the man. Women stop, giving some of the physical needs that a man needs, but are looking forward to receiving it. And it becomes one-sided once people get deep into their relationships for a long time.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct because women sometimes don't realize it's not all about what you want, it's about what he wants. But the funny thing I've always noticed about relationships is usually a person doesn't change. They either get better or they get worse. And if they're getting better, it's because someone is driving them, someone is pushing them. And I'm not saying being pushy or overbearing. What I'm saying is to see the potential in them and nurture that. Show them the love and affection that they're looking for because most people just want to be loved and they want to fill a void of something maybe they didn't get or they long for. So if you have a man, you see that, he's open with you, he's honest with you, but then every time he pays you a compliment, you turn your nose up and you flick your hair at him and keep it moving. No, that's not necessary. Sometimes you need to pay a compliment, stroke his ego because you want somebody to stroke yours. My rule of thumb is you do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So if you're a person that you like your back rub, try rubbing his back. You might not want to rub on his feet. You can rub on his kneecap or his leg or something. Get close enough. Whatever.
Thank you. Those little things make a big difference. And women don't understand that. They want their feet rubbed, but when it comes down to the man who's had a long day stretched out and he just looked for a shoulder massage, you give him the side eye, like, who you think you are? but you know, become receivers, but not givers, and that's one of the big problems.
That's right. You have to know your mate, because the whole thing is, when he decides he's going to go cheat, the first thing he's going to do when he gets with that new female, they're going to talk. They're going to spend time together. They're going to get to know each other in one way or another. And that's way before the physical happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what some women don't realize is, okay, I'm pretty sure he didn't start cheating or start dating this person yesterday, and they're all into each other, and it's just a whirlwind of love and fun and affection. It doesn't happen like that. Mm-hmm. They have had time to build. You know, you made him mad, he called her. She got pissed off somewhere and she called him. And they said, you know what, well, let's go out to lunch. Lunch turns into dinner. Dinner turns into a drink at the bar. Then they have one too many. Up, here we go. And now they're sneaking because they enjoy that excitement.
Exactly. There's something called gateway cheating. There's a gateway, you know, like things like, let's say, weed is like the gateway drug to the hardcore drugs. There's gateway cheating too. Trust me, it doesn't go, you know, like I said, up one night automatically. You know, they mess around with somebody else. There's gateway cheating. Gateway cheating number one is the bar. Like you were saying, the bar. You know what? The bartender can be the best friend of a man before he cheats, because one, the bartender is going to listen to what they're saying. You know, they try to entice him in a conversation, and they actually somewhat, you know, at least appear that they're listening, and you know, and anticipating some of the conversation that they have. And what happens is, the second time that guy goes back to the bar, what happened? They get greeted with a smile. The bartender knows the name. They'll put the beer right there on the bar stool that they were sitting at last time, and say, "Here we go. I got my drink ready for you." You know what? Little things like that is a gateway cheat.
Don't get men get beat up because they're going out to the bar to get drinks now.
I know it. I'm not doing it, but I'm telling you, it's a gateway cheat if you're not paying attention. And that's the thing. You know, number two gateway cheat is working on the car. You know what? A lot of times the car is a way, it's an avenue for a man to get out the house because of their wife or their girlfriend giving them a hard time, and they want to go out there and they want to say, you know what? I'm going to try to get some sort of respite, some sort of time away, because my wife is nagging me. You know, I thought I was going to try to have a conversation. You know, doesn't want to have a conversation, things like that. Gateway cheats are right there. You know, but you got to make sure, women, that you're understanding. Once again, going back to number four, understanding the guy's needs and the things that they are looking at. It, you know, go out there, say, oh, hey, what, you know, what's this and that on the car, things like that. Learn some of the things, especially if they're really involved with, you know, fixing the car, working on the car, so that way you understand where they're coming from. And that's even a good bonding tip in order to really fully understand what your man likes and what your man doesn't like.
Yeah, because you have to be an all around person when you're in a relationship. And my thing, and I question some of the relationship. Like, you've been in a relationship for 10 years, then it falls apart, or, you know, half your relationship is built on arguments, you know what I'm saying, cheating and lies. My question is, have you ever taken the time to learn that person, know them better than what they know themselves? Because most people don't realize who they are, which is weird, but it's true. You don't realize who you are, but if you see enough in them, you should be the person who realizes, I see what you can be. And you push and you nurture that. And my thing is, and in relationships, the fastest way to cause your relationship to fail is try to push someone to do something they don't want to do themselves. They've never had a conversation about it, but you feel like it's the best thing for them. Usually doesn't work that way. You have to know your mate. You have to watch the signs. You have to be mindful of the things of your actions and what you're doing and how that affects them. Because if you're not paying attention to those little things, they're going to find someone else who's going to pay attention or something else to take their time away. And a lot of times you hear relationships where they've been together for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and they've had no relations in 15 years. They forgot about each other.
Mm-hmm.
You went on with your life. You did what you had to do, and, oh, he'll be all right. 1 week turned into a month turned into three, and so on and so on. And here you are 10, 15 years down the road. Now you're getting a divorce. Because guess mm-hmm. what? Someone came by and paid some attention to them, and they're like, oh, well, you ain't paid attention to me in these many years, so I can move on. And they don't have no regrets to that.
Right. Yeah, that's a big thing. Complacency is one of the biggest things. You know, a lot of, you know, like you said, people don't really change. They just evolve at a lot of different levels. So the worst thing you can say is that, shoot, like, I know what he likes. I know him. You know, shoot, I know him better than he knows things that he likes to do. Because in your mind, you know, and in the woman's mind, you're thinking that, shoot, like I said, I molded him into this way. I shaped the things that he likes, so I know what he likes. I know the things he's going to do before he even does it. Because of the fact that because I'm the one that created that. And that's the worst thing to do when you're in a relationship. But a lot of women make that mistake, and that's when those warning signs come before you cheat.
Yeah, I hate that saying with the passion. You can't make anybody. I've heard so many people say, I made you. No, you didn't. You didn't make me. Maybe you had a little part in, you know, on my changes and my behavior in my life, but that person still has to make that choice. That person still has to be comfortable with that, whatever they decide to do. So if they decide they want to drive trucks for a living, they have a horrible driving record, whatever it may be, guess what? You support them and you figure out a way. You might can't do it this year, but they say 7 years from now, if you still got the same idea, they can work with you. Give them some hope. That's what I think your main job is to provide hope.
Hey, that's real talk right there. When, you know, a lot of times when it comes down to, like, the building businesses, starting businesses, becoming their own entrepreneur, a lot of relationships get strained because, you know, one party, you know, the woman, like, looking at the man, like, you know, you can't do that. You need to just get a real job. What's here? You're just trying to get away from getting a real job like everybody else. You know, but that killing their hopes and their dreams because they want to, you know, have a certain status or they want to gear their man in a certain way.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want him to be a 50-year-old rapper, but I'm just saying.
That's true, yeah. With them reasons, yeah, gotta be realistic. Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, you gotta be realistic in certain things. You know, I'm almost 40 years old. I know I'm not gonna be a professional athlete at this point. You know what I mean? But you know, but it's a matter of trying to boost the confidence of your man in a certain time, and that's where it comes down to being a giver and not just a receiver, because once again, you know, we don't get the confidence, we don't get the accolades, we don't get that sense of belonging or sense of saying that, hey, I'm with you, we're going to ride 100%. That's what men need. That's what keeps them in a committed relationship and not even think about straying away from you. So we only got a few seconds left. Ms. Joyce, your final thoughts and how people can come in contact with you.
Final thoughts is, please pay attention to your man. Please pay attention to your mate. Show them the same kindness and courtesy that you want to feel yourself. And if you want to reach out, check me on Facebook at It Might Be About You, or you can check me out at Miss Choices One on Twitter.
All right. And always, thank you for listening to the show each and every week. This one's your Love Talk. Blog Talk Radio, Twilight Production, Twilight Entertainment. I found out there were some technical difficulties on the Rod Stevens show yesterday. I'm going to fix that. We're going to re-air that show later on this week. And also tune in each and every Sunday for the Rod Stevens show. And if you have any topics, if you have anything you want us to discuss, contact us on all of our points. The show just gave you hers. You can also contact me on Twitter, RC44, or go onto my Facebook page. And we will definitely more than happy to air some of the things that we're talking about. This is all about building community, building relationships in our community. So on behalf of Ms. Choice, this is Mr. Rod Stevie. Until next time, we'll talk.